Nadar and Perik Beis, Mishnah Hay 2:5. In the previous Mishnah, we said that if one makes an ambiguous neder, where what he meant could have been one of two things, one of which is effective, one of which isn't effective in creating an iser, so we will allow him to explain what he meant in a way that makes it not binding and permitted. So in those examples, for example, we had cherem. There are two meanings of cherem. Cherem could refer to cherem gavoa, to a gift to the Beis HaMikdash, which is a davar noder and would be an effective neder. If one said, my tofu is forbidden to me, like cherem to the Beis HaMikdash, whereas if he meant cherem to kohanim, that's only a davar iser. It's forbidden to use the kohen stuff, but that's not by virtue of having declared it as cherem. And that being the case, if one said, my tofu is forbidden to me, like cherem of kohanim, it would not be effective. Now, our Mishnah is going to say, this principle doesn't only hold when it comes to clearly ambiguous statements, but even where one says something and he claims his explanation for what he meant is really far-fetched, still, at least if he's a Talmud Chacham, and we trust he understands how Nadarim work, we, meaning the Beis Din, the rabbi, whoever it is who's interested in getting an answer of whether he's bound or not by the neder, so we will accept any explanation, even if it really is far-fetched. So that will be the examples here given in our Mishnah, where we say, neder b'cherem, if a person says something's forbidden to him as if it were cherem. Now the word cherem, besides for meaning either charmei gavoa or charmei kohanim, could also mean a net, like a fisherman's net. So, if he said, tofu's forbidden to me like a cherem, va'amar, and he claims, lo nadarti ela b'charmo shel yam. When I said cherem, what I meant was a fisherman's net. I didn't mean anything to do with something given to the Beis HaMikdash. While that certainly is far-fetched, we will say in a moment that if he's a Talmud Chacham, we believe him. If he's not a Talmud Chacham and he's an Amar Aretz, so then we'll see more in the Mishnah. Similarly, b'korban, if he says something's forbidden to him as if it were an offering, a korban. Now again, a korban would normally mean to Hashem. The previous Mishnah said it could be a korban to Avodah Zarah, which wouldn't be binding, but you could have an offering even to a human being. Although an unlikely choice of words, the word korban not usually applicable to human beings, but it could be if you give a gift to a king. Va'amar, he claims, lo nadarti ela b'korbano shel malachim. That's exactly what I meant. I meant that this tofu should be forbidden to me as if it were a gift given to a king. Again, that wouldn't be binding, certainly, and therefore we'll see that if he's talmid chacham, he's not bound by it. Hare atzmi korban. He says, literally the words here mean atzmi, myself is a korban, but what it means is he says something on the lines of that atzmi, myself, my person, a simple understanding, shall be forbidden to you like a korban. But he says, listen, the word atzmi, while it normally would mean myself, and that would be an effective korban, effective neder, he claims, well, I didn't mean that. The word etzem is a bone, and atzmi can mean my bone. And he claims, v'amar lo nadarti ele be'etzem she'inachti li li'os noderbo. He claims he's a jokester. He has in his cupboard at home a special designated bone so he can play this trick on people when he says, atzmi is forbidden to you like a korban. So what he meant was not his person, but rather the bone he has back in his cupboard upstairs. And that being the case, it wouldn't be binding. So when he says, lo nadarti ele be'etzem she'inachti li li'os noderbo, we accept that claim that he meant that bone, and therefore, since that bone is not a davar hanoder, he is not bound by his neder. Finally, if he says, konam ishti nehenes li, again, without translating, the meaning here would be that my wife is forbidden to get any benefit from me, or specific benefit from me as if it were a korban. The literal words konam here is referring, there's another, we used to kinui for korban, and of course, it's the missing words here. We're saying something specific is forbidden to my wife as if it were korban, like my wife can't get benefit from me or my bank account or my car, as if it were korban. Va'amar, and he says, listen, lo nadarti ela be'ishti harishona shigirashti. When I said my wife, I meant my ex-wife, the wife who I divorced already, not my current wife. So then, even though all these explanations are highly implausible, unlikely, if that's what he claims, al kulan ein nishalan lehen. For all these things, he simply isn't bound, and there's no need even to do she'elas chacham, to do hataras nadarim. He simply is in bounds. So the meaning, whoever happens to take him to task, meaning his nosy neighbor heard him make this neder, or if the nosy neighbor reported him to the rabbi and the rabbi says, what are you doing? Or he gets dragged into Bezdin because he's been eating tofu after making this neder and they want to punish him. In all these scenarios, assuming he's a Talmud Chacham and he explains, listen, that's not what I meant, so this is what I meant, and we'll accept that. And therefore the Bezdin down here will not punish him. Now, of course, let's just speak out. The rule is that a neder is binding if piv alibo shaben, if you meant what you said. And if he meant to, at the time, forbid tofu to himself, and he goes and eats tofu, so he's done the lav of b'yachal devaro, and that's terrible. But the Bezdin down here won't punish him if he gives an explanation, which, even if it's far-fetched. Now, that'll assume he was a Talmud Chacham. But the Gemara explains, if he wasn't a Talmud Chacham, so then, according to most Rishonim, we just don't believe this person really meant that. He's coming up with an excuse later on. And therefore, while we certainly won't punish him with the conventional Malkus, if that guy, our Amma Aretz, took one of these vows, he said he won't eat that tofu, and he eats the tofu, we won't give him lashes, because he's claiming he's not bound, and we don't know what he meant, so we'll accept that he perhaps didn't mean it, and that being the case, we're not going to punish him in that conventional way. But vim nishalu, so the simple reading according to Bartanur here is not a simple reading at all. It means if we're talking about a kind of person who needs to go and do a she'elas chacham, to go to get hataras nadarim, because he is an amaretz, so then onsh, then we're going to say now two things according to Reb Meir. First of all, onsh in osan, first of all, we punish the guy. And second of all, umachmir nalein, and we're strict with him, div Reb Meir. So Reb Meir says, first of all, onsh in osan, we punish him for making this nether. Now, we're not going to punish him with lashes conventionally because, again, maybe he's not liable to lashes. We don't know because he's claiming he isn't. But according to Bartanura, we'll give him nidui. We put him in sort of like rabbinic ban. He is excluded from certain social things. People keep a distance from him. He can't be part of a minion and so on. Okay, that's the first kind of punishment. That's how the Bartanura learns. Interestingly, other Rishonim learn that we sort of make him pay the price. So if he said he's not eating tofu and then he did for 3 days, so then we will not let him eat tofu for 3 more days. Okay, that's other approach and what it means to be onshin also. And the second thing is machmir nalein, we're strict on the guy, or the guys, the people who make such nadarim. What does it mean to be strict? So when it comes to doing hataras nadarim, which would then, you know, relieve the person of the vow, so we're not going to, there's two mechanisms to that. There's what's called Pesach and Charata. Okay, I don't want to get into the technicalities right now. I did say in the introduction, but anyways, we'll save it for later to explain these in more in depth. The point is that we're not going to allow, the basic difference is Charata is you claim you didn't mean it when you said it, and Pesach is basically your meaning that you didn't, the claim is that you didn't understand the full ramifications of what you were doing. You meant it, but you didn't understand all the ramifications. Okay, so the point here is, according to Reb Meir, we are strict, meaning we won't allow Charata to be a mechanism, only Pesach, to get him relieved and released from his vow through Hataras Nadarim. The Chacham disagree. Chacham Omrim, they disagree with both of those points. They disagree both on the point of Onsh and Osan, we don't punish him. And second of all, we aren't Machmir. So that means, Posk Lehen Pesach Mamakom Acher. The rabbis do agree that we won't accept his basic claim that he didn't mean, what he meant was something that wasn't effective in making a vow. We reject that. So we won't say, okay, you meant a gift to a king as opposed to a korban or whatever it is. You meant a fisherman's net as cherem. No, we're not accepting that. And therefore, he needs to do hatar sadarim. But we will, so that teaches him that what he said was binding, or at least could have been binding. But we will therefore do Hataras Nadarim, but says the Chacham, we can use either mechanism, meaning both Pesach or Charata, and also we don't punish him, meaning we're not going to have this Nidui issue, or we're not going to make him enforce it, we just make him do the Hataras Nadarim, and the point of making him do Hataras Nadarim is to teach him, Umalam Den Osan, the point is this should be instructive to him, Kadesh Lo Yinhagu Kalos Rosh B'Nadarim, so he should realize Nadarim aren't a joke, and he shouldn't goof around with them, and even if it's true that he was, you know, playing games with his bone in his back in his closet upstairs, or when he said the word korban, he didn't mean korban, he meant a gift to a king and so on, there's no game to be playing, because next time it could be serious. You're talking to Suri Daraisa, it's a chamur, it's a very severe iser, and therefore, and we impress upon the fellow not to do this again. Halach is like the chachamim, meaning we don't punish him, and we do allow for some, well, we require a, well, we do require hataras nadarim, because we were suspicious of him, and we do allow the Hatara to happen through either mechanism of Pesach or of Charata.